Hi everyone, it's Joe and this is my audio mo for day 17, and I am nearly an hour late because it's nearly 1 o'clock in the morning on the 18th, but nevertheless I'll catch up. And it's the first time I've been late with my mo's this month. Just watched wasn't taking much notice, but Russia and South Korea won apiece. Apparently the football this evening has been pretty shocking. First match, Belgium, and whoever they were flipping playing, Algeria I think it was the better one, but we were at Jodie's swimming lesson for half of that, so there you go. So yeah, I've been leaving Rob to it really, to watch the footy, and I've been going up and reading a book or doing stuff for VI Talk or whatever, doing stuff with Jodie early doors. But tonight I stayed downstairs with Rob and had a glass of wine because we're doing a couple of interviews with Michael early on, so I was having a glass of wine while I was doing that. I do like to have a glass of wine while I'm interviewing. just having a glass of cider with Rob, and we've just been chatting about first memories, childhood memories. And Rob has earlier memories than me because he has a younger brother who was born when Rob was 3 years and 9 months old, and he remembers that vividly, going to the hospital and everything to see his brother. Now I don't have any memories that early, and we were kind of thinking that your earliest memories are probably something very, very significant. So my first memory that I can remember is moving house, and I was 4 and a half years old, and we lived in Macclesfield in Cheshire. And because my mum and dad had been told that I needed to go to a special school, in inverted commas, and that the best one for me to go to would be Derby School in Preston, my dad was in a job where he could transfer and move to Preston. He did that, and he went and he stayed Monday to Friday in Diggs in Preston and came home at weekends while we were looking for a house and while our house was put up for sale. We finally found a house in Preston and moved when I was 4 and a half years old. And I don't exactly remember the move, but I remember the house, remember going to the house and everything. And that really is my earliest memory, moving to Preston. I suppose it's because it's such a big memory. And after that, really, I don't remember much until my first day at school when I was 5, the first day at Derby School, which I talked about earlier in audio mo and said that I was a nightmare. I must have been awful for my parents because I did not want to go to school. My mum convinced me that she sat outside school all day, every day, for the first couple of days in case I needed her. She didn't, of course, because she had to go to work. But those are my earliest memories. And then we started talking about parents and children, and no right or wrong answer to this, but I'd just be interested. You could leave a comment if you want. But if you've got children, maybe you've got grown-up children, at what age would you consider giving your child a front door key? Now, Jodie's 12 in July, and we've just given her her own front door key, mainly because she walks to and from school on her own. So if she comes home from school in the afternoon, we're always here, really. But if there was an occasion where we were going to be a few minutes late, she could at least let herself into the house. Don't really want to do that, to be honest. But her having a key, she was asking and asking and asking, so we're giving her a front door key. And she's 12 in a couple of weeks. So at what age would you give your child a front door key? I can't remember how old I was. Probably quite old, to be honest, because I was away in education until I was 19, so it probably wasn't until then, really, because I was only at home for holidays, so there wasn't much call for it, really. Just a question out there to say. And another question, we've been talking about all kinds of things tonight, we've really been chewing the fat, as they say. But if your children were on a night out at an age where they go for a night out with the mates and everything, and they came home late, would you ever consider locking your children out, locking the door and not letting them back into the house? Now, I can see that perhaps your answer would be different with boys and girls, but we only have a daughter. I would never, ever, ever consider that. If Jodie was, late home, I may let her in and have a go and say, well, what the heck do you think you're doing coming in this late, blah, 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 you know, you should have been home earlier. But I'd never, ever consider letting her walk the streets at night. Now, I know people whose parents have done this. We've just been talking about it, and the parents have let them sleep on benches. They've not let them in and until morning, and I think that is terrible. And people may disagree with me on this and say, well, you know, you've got to have boundaries and you've got to have rules and what have you. But I think that is dreadful, because how would you feel if your teenager, your child, son or daughter, got stabbed, got attacked, got beaten up, got mugged, or, you know, worse, and it was because you hadn't let them back in? Now, there are parents who give the kids keys. I mean, not so much today, I guess, but years ago, there were parents who refused to give the kids keys until they were sort of 21, you know, the whole key of the door thing. So if they've no key and they can't let themselves in after a night out, leaving them locked out to wander the streets, to sleep on a bench, sleep in a bus station, is criminal in my view. But I'm just interested in other people's points of view. You can either leave a comment, or you could publicly answer, or you can send me a DM if you want. But just a few things that we've been chatting about tonight, and I think really interesting stuff, and just that kind of thing when you sat and just relaxing and having a drink and you just go over all kinds of things, and just things come up in conversation, and I didn't know what to do for my audio, so I thought I'd just throw a couple of those things out there to the public arena. If you feel like you want to answer, that'd be great. If you don't, that's fine too. So I'm gonna go because it's getting late. It's nearly, well, it probably is 1 o'clock now, and footy's over for the evening. It all starts again tomorrow at 5, and I will speak to you all tomorrow for day 18. Take care, and thanks for listening.